tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Once again from the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. With breaking news from the sleigh barns, where Santa will be launching in about 45 minutes, we turn to Elf Mitch for an update. Mitch, what is happening there?
Frank, the buzz is building here in the sleigh barn, and you can feel the anticipation in the air, even as a major blizzard drones on outside our doors. Santa is now in the building, as is the sleigh, and both look dazzling as they make their final preparations for launch.
It sounds very exciting, Mitch. What is Santa doing there right now?
He's going over every inch of the sleigh, Frank. He's talking with the elves from the Research and Development Department, as well as with Elf Shorty, who took the sleigh on that record-breaking run earlier today. He's also hitching the reindeer to the sleigh as he goes along, talking to each reindeer individually.
This process seems oddly slow and leisurely compared to all else that happens on Christmas Eve at the North Pole, Mitch. Why do you suppose Santa spends so much time doing these kinds of things before he launches?
Well, there's anticipation here for months, Frank. Great urgency associated with everything. I think Santa likes to take his time at this stage to kind of remind everyone that we're doing something important and that we need to contemplate the nature of our work and what we do. There is a sense of calm that comes from Santa's command at this very moment.
Thank you, Mitch. Indeed, this is a moment to be savored as the minutes count down. We remind you to keep yourselves tuned here to Kringle Radio, as we will bring Santa's launch to you live at the top of the hour. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.